Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
AM and FM, WKWY Tompkinsville, and WVFB Salina.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live in a living color on your radio dial, which just happens to be turned right now to WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, if you're hearing me. And if you're not, I guess just very few of us are hearing, but that we do know we have quite a few listeners, because occasionally we make a mistake and we find out real quick that some people are listening to us. I think that's one of the better gauges we have. Sometimes we think, people probably think we do that intentionally, but with Murray Lloyd's here with me, sometimes we have been known, I don't know, we probably made a mistake sometime, but we can't remember exactly when it was. But she's in this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about our museum, of course, and we'll drop off on some historical stuff of different kinds and have just a good conversation here this morning. But like I said, we'd like to welcome everyone in, and we come to you here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening at 6. So, you got two chances, and then the third chance is you can go to the Del Hollow Horizon website, and they get streamed there. So, lots of opportunities. So if you miss it, it's your own fault.
Be like me, I almost missed it this morning. I forgot I was supposed to come, but got here.
But we'd like to thank the folks that make this possible. I know through the hard work of people like the Three Star Committee and the Chamber over there, one of our major sponsors here, and also all of the folks here in and around the square and in Clay County that buy sponsorship time here on this radio show. And we do know that they do that with the hopes you're listening to it and you'll come and spend part of your money with them. And we, of course, that's one of the major things here is to promote our county. And like we're sitting here this morning in the corner of the old courthouse looking out. The sun's shining. The wind's a little nippy around the corner here. We've got a whole bunch of things to talk about here in a few minutes. And we'll do that when we come back. And right now we'll work in a few words from those great folks that make all this possible. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Mary Lord Renault is sitting here with me this morning, and something just hit my mind there.
What?
I know down in Louisiana,
yeah,
they spelled Renault and they end it with X.
Well, that's them Cajuns and everything.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe the Renault here may be part of the bunch that left the Maine heading to Louisiana and stopped here.
Ours came through as French Huguenots. We found where they came across from London and across. But the Renaults came down and actually first settled up in Albany, Kentucky, up that way.
Yeah.
There's five, six brothers that came. And that's the way we got down in here. But no. And some of them, let me tell you what, some of the relatives, of course, couldn't read or write. And they just spell it.
That.
Yeah, I know. They just spell it R-E-N-O. So we have to kind of check all the different things and everything about it. You know, talking about history and stuff and that, of course, most people know I do a lot of work with Civil War Confederate soldiers and everything. And somebody said, well, they didn't spell my relative's name right on the things they filled out. And but my next question was, do you think your relative could write then? Well, no, he just told them what it was. And I said, ever who was there just wrote it down what they thought it sounded like. So that's the way a lot of, in doing genealogy and research, you have to be kind of be able to get out of the box
and you
and
know,
different ways.
I know you've done this and I have too. If you go through these census for every 10 years, the next time up, the name is spelled differently.
Right, that's exactly right. So you have to kind of watch, you know, who you're talking about and what it is. It's not that it's wrong, it's just that during that time in the mid-1800s, probably 25% of people couldn't.
Well, you know,
was only read and write.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, you go up there and this guy says, what's his, John Bartholomew, well, everybody named John Barlow.
Yeah, right, uh-huh, right, just whatever they could get written down on everything.
And you know, it's something I've noticed on those old handwritten census forms is the beautiful cursive handwriting.
Glad you mentioned that. That draws something out. And just recently, well, in the last, really, while we've been on this pandemic, I've worked out at the museum on trying to get everything you see at the museum tells a story about where Clay County started from, and what you're looking at tells a story. Most of the stuff just says donated by or in memory of and doesn't tell the history of it. So in going to the state archives and looking at stuff and trying to find stuff, I found out that they had a copy of the original document that Clay County filed to make us a county.
Handwritten.
Well, I talked to them and everything, and they tried to kind of make me a copy of it, and that didn't work real good. And they told me, they said, now, over on the other side, they can fix it where it's beautiful, like for a exhibit or something. Well, we ordered it, and we've got it, and it's in 7 pages, legal pages. And I took it, and it's in a 4x6 frame, all the different pages and all the different, right, you can read it just as good as ever. We just put it up just lately. And we're trying to get a lot more stuff like that where you can see this kind of stuff. And the funny thing, you'll see words that are spelled different. You know, they just different. And it goes through the whole thing, you know. It's just a copy of the actual writing, not a type thing, but the actual writing, handwritten.
You know, you look at things like that, and you wonder sometimes, you know, how these things came about. Like you said, that application, did somebody locally write that?
No.
The
two counties that we were taken from,
right,
they're the ones that it tells the name people that got together with the ones here to make Catlay County.
So somebody, they were, this was actually transcribed from people.
Right, uh-huh, right. It was this is the actual writing that was submitted to the legislature Because it's the act of whatever it says up there, you know, and when everything signed by the government, you know, the whole thing. I couldn't figure out how to frame it because it's so much, and we finally figured out how to do it, and it really looks good though, and everything. So we're trying to make a little progress out there. We got a whole wall now that kind of starts what was here in Clay County before we were, and leads up to the starting of Clay County in 1870, you know. Little bits and pieces of this, that, and the other, you know, about the Indians, the Mississippian Indian idols, and then about the rivers and all the stuff, and came up doing different people had to do with, and Hugh Roberts' cabin, you know, just a timeline, kind of.
It's kind of like the thing that you and I helped work on here in our Hall of History out here in
That's
the hall.
Exactly right. Very, very similar to
and
it.
We keep telling people it's here, and of course we do have open house sometimes, and folks have very few people in Clay County have actually come in and walked the hallway
right.
and read these and looked at them and walked upstairs.
Right.
I know we have probably maybe at least one generation, and maybe some more than that, that have never set foot in this old courthouse.
Right.
And have no idea about its history.
Well, you know, I found a picture, and I've got it now. It's big like this. Was shot from the upstairs of the courtroom before any of that was changed. Went over in the right was the little cubicle where the judges went to change their things and before the rails were changed and all the old benches and everything. I'm getting ready to get that framed and so we can use it now.
Is there any way we can ever get a copy of that?
No. Well, if we could ever get a scanner big enough to lay it on and scan it, could. I just happened to find it.
We have got access to one of those.
How big?
Well, it's one like that folks out at the log home folks.
Where they
scan and print blueprints.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't thought about that.
You're talking about up in the courtroom itself.
Yeah.
Okay. No balcony there.
Well, this was shot from up there.
Okay. Was it shot from the attic up there?
I guess, yeah. Because it's looking down on the courtroom.
But there's nothing from the front toward the back.
No.
We have to wonder when that part up there was built.
Yeah, I don't.
Because it is an add-on.
Yeah.
Because you know, no one builds a structure like that and hangs the floor of it out over the fireplace.
Well,
it had to be done after the fireplaces
were closed
up.
Right.
So.
They don't know, but I just happened to find it rolled up someplace and everything. And it's got a little bad spot up here on it, but I don't care because it shows everything from about the first set of benches in the floor, those old huge ones, all the way back and up and everything.
And
so,
well, I look out here and I kind of wonder about the main entrance door, what it looked like when that door was out against the exterior wall and not moved in to make accommodations for the bathrooms downstairs.
Right. No kidding.
And we also know that a building would not be built with a magnificent window like it's got that's got a walkway across the middle of it.
Up in
the attic.
Right.
So we know
it
that attic. I think maybe that up there was maybe just a storage area one time.
Who knows? You know, you just don't
we
know.
We can't find any.
Right. You just have
pictures.
You just have to keep reading till something you read tells you that. I know I was questioned about a ferry down at Butler's Landing. And some said, well, we can't remember no ferry in Butler's Landing. But in one of the, I've got two or three different histories out there. I've got Isaac Fitzgerald's and I've got W.L. Brown's and I've got Landon's and I've got two or three others. I've got some that are, I don't know who wrote them, but all of them have something different in them. And one of them talks about the ferry at Butler's Landing. And that was the main road to going south at that time. And then I found out the other day that the ferry, Bennett's Ferry, and then there was Hamilton's Landing. That's all the same thing. It's on the map, it looks different because the maps wasn't made right back then. But It was all the same. It was the same thing. At one time, it was called Hamilton's Landing because Adam Hamilton owned all that land from, well, what we call going up the, going over towards Mill Creek, you know, before you go up the hill there. Everything from there all the way back to the highway up here, I reckon, because where Deer Plastic is was the, what we call the old arms house that they tore down and everything that was shot. It, you know, it had cannonball holes in it, that whatever. Well, that was actually Adam Hamilton's. He built that, and he lived there. And his son was the one that was Colonel O.P. Hamilton that fought the Confederacy. And the log house that sits up there, he built that for his daughter Elizabeth right about the time of the Civil War. And I've got all of that that I've just found. And I know Johnny was, the reason I mentioned that, Johnny was telling me about Anna Russell Kelly White that just, you know, passed away, and that her daughter, their daughter owns all that down there now. And she'd come in and ask about some of it. She didn't know the history. And I said, well, I've got it. And I got it today. I'm going to try to go down there and talk to her and show her what I've got and everything. But I like to never figure it out, though.
Well, you know, the landings, you know, that's something, too, that we don't think about now. I know we had, you know, the ferry cross
right
there. But when the paddle wheelers came up, mm-hmm. and there was something, say, like the Hamilton Plantation,
right.
or something that was on the other side of the river from where we're at, you know, back, well, you know, what happened? Well, apparently, and there's still some, I guess, some signs of them, the farmers, the plantation owners, they had a place there where the boat could dock
over there,
and they would load their cotton on that side of the river.
Yeah, yeah.
But and I don't know, I don't think we had a landing here on the other side of the river, or if we really even had a... I know we had the wharfs on this side.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Everything. No, I don't think there was on this side.
Other side. Time for a little break.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute. All right.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. We have just wandered off. You folks missed the best part of the show while we were off. I know we're talking about, you know, the history in and around here, the things around the river. And, you know, I know there's something, too, that kind of looking at, and that is I've looked at the Dividing Ridge Road. And you get to looking at it, and, of course, I think maybe there was another road, and the way it is now, you kind of get to wondering, the Moss Arcot Road would have been the road that was used for people going to Butler's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dividing Ridge Road would have been the ones coming to Salina.
Right.
And because I can't see a road going around the River Bluff back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, well, you know, why did this happen? And
who knows?
This kind of thing.
Right.
But now, of course, that is listed as the main, you know, the main road.
Right.
Going out to Moss on through the backcountry.
Yeah, and he's got Moss's lodi, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I got one of the 1863 maps, and that's what he's got.
And lodi is not where Moss is today.
No.
Away from there a little bit.
Right.
And it's not where Corinne put her sign either.
Well, I don't know. You know.
I think it's back down the so-called Mill Road.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Down in there somewhere or another.
Well, let me get off on something else right quick, because I need to get this information out in the county. Everybody's been asking us, is the museum going to have homecoming days this year? And technically, no, but due to the pandemic, it's caused all these problems. Of course, we didn't get to have anything last year. So what we've decided, we're going to have a one-day event. It's that same weekend. It'll be August the 7th. It'll be here at the courthouse. We'll be having the booths and the cakewalk and the duck race and the music and food and everything around. So we're just going to do a one-day thing instead of the 3 days because of the pandemic thing. We don't know what's going to happen, you know, and everything. So we're working on that. So put that on your calendar. If you're interested in a booth, to get you a booth and everything, you need to check with Susan Birdwell down at the clerk's office, and I believe her number is 243-2557, and she's handling the booths and everything, and we're just starting to work on it and everything because we have had to do something or we're going to have to shut down. Money just doesn't grow on trees anymore, you know, and everything. So
well, it does. Isn't it made of paper? So it's
that's probably right. Well, one of the problems we had, we would have been in pretty good shape, but back in October, our HVAC system went out. We had to buy a new one, and that kind of put us in a bind. So we're trying to get this going. But August the 7th, we'll be open starting at 8 o'clock that morning, run till midnight whenever they want to. So we just wanted to get it out that's a date to mark on your calendar, and we'll be getting some flyers out, and we're already working on it and everything. And if you need to know me, get a hold of me. Now, I've got one of these funny area codes. I've got a 256 area code because I got it when I worked in Alabama, and the number is 256-509-1812. That's my cell phone. I carry it in my pocket. So if you call me, I'll get you sooner or later.
Okay, now along that line, I can make an announcement.
Okay.
Our Cumberland Run that was traditionally held here on the square.
Yeah.
It is now going to be Cumberland Run to the Park. Since the city of Salina now has
right.
the park, we're going to move it up there in the out where we can spread out more
right.
and things like that. And it's still the same traditional time, the last Saturday in September. So,
well, ours is going to be called the Clay County Museum Festival, just the one-day festival, Clay County Museum Festival 2021. We kind of felt like, you know, Homecoming Day started back in 86 or 7, something like that, and that sometimes titles kind of outlive their usefulness and everything. And so we're trying to maybe hope to develop it into a more cultural type, maybe getting more vendors in, demonstrations and stuff like that eventually. This year we're just trying to get something going to let everybody, you know, everybody's had to stay at home it so long, so hopefully there, but maybe by August everything will be mostly wide open, and but who knows, you know. We're not in control of that.
Okay. Tell you what we'll do. I'm going to read the birthdays. We're not hardly halfway through the show yet, but I'm going to read them, come back, and we'll let you kind of talk about maybe some of the things that you have been doing over there during all this time.
Okay.
And with that, right now, I'll remind everyone, if you want your name on the birthday anniversary list, you'll need to give us a call here at 931-243-5574. We'll be drawing out a number here and giving away one of those delicious ice cream cakes via a Dairy Queen gift card that you go over to the chamber and pick up. But celebrating birthdays, well, most of these have been the last couple of days or so. Cherianne Denton celebrated a birthday on the 11th. Miss Jo Helen Eads on the 14th. And Mr. Billy Kendall on the 14th. And Diane Brown on the 13th. I know we've, folks, now you need to call in if you want your name on this list. Now, we're not talking about a little pity-pat gift here. Now, this is one of the big, the great big birthday ice cream cakes over to Dairy Queen. And if you don't think it won't lift you light in your pocketbook when you buy one of them, go get you one. But now, and now you've got 30 days when you win this. Because we're not going to hold on to these things forever. You got 30 days to come in and pick them. Most people make it in for the days out the first day when they do win one. But once again, 931-243-5574. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I know with all this time you've had over there, nothing else to do. But no, I do, Ms. Merlo, that you have been doing quite a bit of work, and like you said, research work, physical work there inside there.
Well, when I got there and I looked around, it's taken me several years to figure out what I needed to do, because we didn't have a plan or anything. We've got a plan and all this kind of stuff that you're supposed to have. And we've started working on it, and we're trying to have it where when you walk in and you walk through, it's kind of like a timeline thing, and it tells the story of Clay County, of where we started and where we are. And we're just now really getting started on it, but it tells what was there, what was here before we were here. And like, of course, a lot of people know about the Indian idols that they found here, and a lot of people know about different things, but we've picked out specific things, and it started, the Indian idols, if you don't know, were dated from like 1,400 A.D. was the archaeological time date on that, which is a few days before me and Thomas got here and everything. But, you know, somebody said, well, how did anybody know that? And I said, well, we had people to look at them and tell us about them. And we've got all these little short stories and stuff on a whole wall exhibit. And it goes from that up to now, 1870, when Clay County was first a county. And for you who don't know, of course, we were made out of part of Jackson, part of Overton. And I have just put up a big exhibit of the copy of the original handwritten document that was sent to the state legislature that made Clay County a county.
Right.
And that was in 1870 in June and everything. And so it's amazing to look at that writing and see it. I told somebody I needed to get me one of those little recorders where somebody could read it, and you punch a button, you know, it reads it back to you.
Yeah.
To do that, that's what we've got to make money for, so we can do that kind of stuff and everything. But it tells a lot about the rivers, about a lot about the different towns. It tells about Willow Grove. It tells about before the lake. It tells about when the dam was built and what happened. I mean, we've not got to that far, but the people, the Dale people that came and you know, lived actually in Willow Grove and everything, and how the different things have evolved over those many years from the beginning, and tells about the Daniel Boone coming through and where he crossed the Cumberland River at the Twin Creeks in I believe it's 1793 or something like that, before the war, before the revolution was over, you know, and
yeah.
Everything, but and before Tennessee became a state. So it's quite interesting. You can spend probably 2 or 3 hours just looking and reading and stuff to learn. And we're trying to make it to where when you walk in, that it will at some point will tell the story of up to some point in time, you know, and everything. So if you get a chance, if we happen to be closed, give me a call. Well, I'll be glad to come out and go through it. We'll do anything by appointments and anything. It's just sometimes we don't have people to stay and keep it open for us all the time. So
Well, you know, you're talking about that with Daniel Boone. Of course, Daniel Boone, we were talking a minute ago about our historic byway,
right.
That Cumberland Gap. And I think maybe Daniel, he may have been the first white man to make it through
right.
That area.
Right.
And for and some reason or other, he made it from there to where Clay County is now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And of course, like I said, we did the paperwork and got it accepted as a national byway.
Yes.
That's kind of tracing a trail from going, well, they from Cumberland Gap. Down
right.
To Clay County.
Right. Well, you know, that was just one of the, that's one of the few places you could get through the mountains and get down this way. And this trip that he came was his second trip, I believe. And he spent the night on the Seven Sisters Bluff. Well, I went down to Ralph Roberts' house, got right there by the house and made a picture of that Seven Sisters Bluff. So we got all that in there for you to see. And different people like Moses Fisk, who came through this part of the country, And he had the city of Salina, you may not know, was actually in Jackson County originally.
Right.
And it was incorporated in 1846.
In Jackson County
and everything. And then when the War Between the States came and it was burnt here, then, of course, that, it wasn't incorporated anymore because it wasn't really a town then until Salina was reincorporated in the 1909 or something like that, I believe, and everything. But, you know, you don't think about those things for how they were and everything. But a lot of people will come in and ask me, well, we're looking for our families. And I said, well, where'd they live? And they said, well, over across the river and everything. I says, what's the dates? And they'll give me a date of like 1850. I says, it wasn't Clay County then. It's Jackson County.
You've got to look in Jackson County.
And the worst thing about that is during the War Between States, Jackson County's courthouse was burnt. And a lot of the records were destroyed and everything. So a lot of times you can't find anything, you know.
Well, you know, and also in this area, too, the Tompkinsville courthouse.
Right.
Lost a bunch of records. And the Livingston.
They lost. You know, this is, Clay County is one of the few counties in the state that should have all of its original records. Because nothing has ever happened to where they were stored unless somebody just vandalized or tore something out or, you know, or anything. But we don't have when they moved the court, all the documents and stuff to the community center, they have them stored down there, but they're not really accessible and they don't have an archivist that, you know,
organized.
It has to be organized and everything because you just can't let anybody in there because they'll tear up. Take
right.
something else out and everything. But, you know, a lot of times it's hard to tell about some things because there's no records of it. And you've got to just go back and read some of these histories that other people have written during the... And all of these histories that I was telling about, the ones different ones we have, tell about a different aspect. I know the Isaac T., the Fitzgerald one, Isaac Fitzgerald, it tells about who lived in the land, on the land and everything. And then a lot of them, the W.L. Brown tells about what was in Old Town and everything.
Yeah.
They tell different parts of it. So you have to read all of them to really know what goes on. And then sometimes one of them contradicts the other, you know. So it's kind of hard to know exactly. So a lot of times I says, well, this is what it may be.
Some very talented writer needs to take all of those and kind of forge them into one history, giving credit and
right.
using them all and putting
right.
it together in such a way that it tells the complete story as it goes along, not having to jump from one book to the other.
Right. I didn't turn my phone off.
I didn't know you had a duck in your pocket.
I carried that duck in my pocket all night. Who it is? They'll probably call me back. But there's a lot that you just don't know about. I know this is a funny story. A couple of years ago, I had this lady and a young kid walk in the museum. He had little shorts on and everything, whatever. And I said, yes, ma'am, can I help you? Yeah, we're looking for our relatives. So I sat there and I thought, well, maybe they'll tell me who their relatives was here in a minute. Finally, I said, well, who are you looking for? And she gave me the name, and the name was Gearhart. And I said, where are y'all from? She says, Texas. I said, would you happen to be talking about Sarah Gearhart that married John H. Stone that from Salina? Yes, how'd you know that? I says, because I know it is. And they says, well, do you know where they're buried? And I said, yeah. And one of them I can point to because she's buried up there behind Johnny Brown's shop up there across from the, what is that over there, the community, no, the, you know, across the haversack over there, yeah.
Yeah.
And my mind goes blank every now and then. And then he's buried over at... Beach Bethany, and I took them over there. They were so pleased. They couldn't believe it. We'd know that. But you just don't ever know what somebody's going to ask you.
Well, you know, one of the reasons for forming Clay County was convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the idea was that each county would have a centralized government office within a one-day horseback ride to and from.
That's right.
And through all that, and if you read our study about the court history of the courthouse that's online, if you want to take a look at that sometime, yeah. It goes through all of those things about how it was set up, how the what came within one vote of the county seat being down at Butler's
Lane, right,
which
right.
was. And also, if you do a little research and looking back all the late 1800s, early 1900s, when you will read newspaper articles about one of the most prosperous places in the state of Tennessee was Clay County because of the great river. Timberland, the river, the logging business floating the logs down the
right.
river.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know about any of that.
It was one of the most prosperous
right.
places mm-hmm. in the state of Tennessee at that time.
Because we were right there and everything came up and down the river, you know. And that was the only way until the bridge was built in the 30s. You couldn't get any place unless you went down the river, you know.
And our far-sighted people, I know we had to pay for the thing supposedly, but you had to pay probably a quarter to get across the bridge.
Yeah, it was.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks out in Moss said, that quarter buy me a pair of britches.
That's right.
And
they went the other way.
I think I'll go over to T-ville or
right.
down toward Red Bowling Springs, mm-hmm. which, you know, probably was one of the major reasons why the division that sometimes still stands here in Clay County.
You're exactly right, because the river runs straight down right through the middle of Clay County, you know, and everything. And I know, you know, I couldn't get over when I was a kid and meet people from over at Moss, and they'd say, well, we're going to town. I said, well, we'll see you at Slime. No, town's not. Slime, the town's Tompkinsville, you know.
But, you know, I've heard people wondering, well, why didn't we make the county line at the river? I said, well, at the time it was made, that river was an interstate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it went right through the grade. It went right through the middle. We had an interstate going right through the middle of Clay County.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But of course, with the changing of times,
right.
And with the change of modes of transportation.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But you never know, you know, why the county is shaped like it is or what
yeah.
part. But they figured out some way that it was supposed to be and everything.
You know, and I've often wondered, too, why, I guess maybe it may have been the terrain, that, the railroad line came to Livingston.
Mm-hmm. It never did come
on to Salina, where major shipping did take place.
Right. I know it. And you know, that was a big thing years ago. Of course, they don't have any. I mean, there's trains that operate up the mountain to Monterey and stuff, but none any other way.
But you, of course, that's one good thing about it. We've never had a train fatality in Clay County.
That's exactly right. Never got killed by a train here in Clay County. You know, of course, been drowned by rivers.
Over the years, that has happened.
Thomas, I hate to leave you, but I have an appointment that I've got to talk to somebody here in about 5 minutes and everything. So I appreciate you inviting me, and if anybody needs to know anything about the museum and about the Clay County Festival that's going to be held on August the 7th, just give us a call and we'll get you information and whatever.
Okay, and one more thing
yeah.
I wonder about, that is the Cordell Law Office.
It's hooked to us, and the reason we haven't developed it is because of money, because they don't, not any grants and stuff come out for buildings just like this courthouse. That's the reason. We have to wait till we get the museum fixed.
But they're 50-50.
Right. We have to do what we're doing at the museum. Once we get it, then we could start on the Cordell Hall building and everything.
Do you think it will be eligible for a National Historic Register?
I don't think so. It's been moved too many times.
Okay.
And it's not, that's not the whole building.
Right.
There's a section missing out of it.
Right. I know the pictures, there's like maybe a double-looking section.
Yeah, right. There's a set of windows that's missing out of the center, that was, and we don't know when it was. Of course, it was down in Old Town to begin with. Then it was moved here on the square. We got a picture of it here on the square.
Right.
And then it was moved over to the four-way stop. And then it was moved over to where Gene's office is. And then it's finally got out to the museum. And the funniest thing, I was at Cordell Hull's place up at Burgetown, they say. And this fellow that was, we were going, I was with Tennessee Association of Museums in Upper Cumberland, and this fellow that was giving us the tour says, well, we're going to be getting the Cordell Hull building up here. And I thought, in a minute, I let him get his through, and I says, who told you you was going to get the building? Well, somebody down there in Slina says, well, I'm going to tell you right now you're not going to get it because it belongs to the museum and we ain't letting it go.
Well, you know, that's the only thing that really Pickett County can claim is he was born up there.
Well, and they don't know that he, they don't really know exactly where he was born.
Right.
He was born on Olympus, and they don't have that on a map anyplace. And it's right in the corner of Clay, Jackson, and Pickett and Overton someplace. But whatever.
He may have actually been born in Clay County.
That's exactly right. I will see
you. All right. With that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't know how I can kind of follow up on that. I couldn't get anything hardly out of Miss Murray Lloyd this morning, but we'll try to carry on here for a few minutes. But we've got a whole bunch of things really to talk about. One thing going on here in Clay County now and in Monroe County is the Tour of Honor, which a group of motorcycle riders from all over all 50 states. Each summer from April the 1st until October, I believe, the 31st, they participate in a ride, a memorial ride that that benefits veterans charities, first responders, and those folks. And they choose seven sites in each state. I know they have a little flyer that the flyer says 50 states, 500 memorials, and your motorcycle, and a good reason to ride. And that's what they do. And they have here in, I'm looking at this thing, that in Tennessee there are seven sites, and in Kentucky there are seven sites. In Kentucky, the sites there are, they start, I'm looking for, in Augusta, Kentucky, Bowling Green, then they go to Cynthiana, Radcliffe, and then Tompkinsville, and then Walton, Kentucky, and Whitesburg. And on their little list there, they have a, you click on that, and it will tell you, you know, why they're stopping at Tompkinsville. And the reason why they're stopping there is a monument there at the Iraqi Freedom Memorial, and it's on 198 Armory Road there in Tompkinsville, and it's dedicated to Alpha Battery 1-6233, Operation Iraqi Freedom. Lists the names of the Kentuckians who paid the ultimate price in Iraq. And it goes through there, and it gives one of the reasons, some things to do while you're in there in Tompkinsville. And one of them is, of course, visit Old Mucky, and, you know, going through the history of it. And it also, I think, talks about the Boone pioneers and things like that, with the graves that are there at the Old Mucky Meeting House. And that's kind of what they've got there on Tompkinsville. And then in Tennessee, we have listed there, beginning, the number one town in Tennessee is Salina, then Johnson City. And these aren't in the order that the writers would take these. But this one, it stretched out, it kind of stretches out across the southern border of the state, except that it does send folks all the way up to the northern border to get to Salina. And here in Salina, Got a little write up here of why they're coming here, and they're coming here because of the monuments we have here in the courtyard, the VFW post that honors all soldiers from Clay County who served their country in all the wars, and then a second one there for that the American Legion put up a few years ago that lists all of the names of the soldiers that lost their lives in a war zone dating all the way back to the Spanish-American War and up through Afghanistan. And those are listed here. And then also, here it even tells one place that if you want a good place to eat, go out to Ollie's Restaurant. And they were rated by some group called Made in America as the number one restaurant in this area. So that's on there. So this kind of gives people a little idea of what they'll see when they come to Salina. And I do know that we've had a few people that came to Tompkinsville. And I know that at least one rider who came to Tompkinsville, he took his picture up there. And then also he came down to Salina and made his picture down here. So, but the Tour of Honor itself is a great ride. And like I said, it goes on this entire summer. And they have a website if you'd like to go look at it. You just go online and search for Tour of Honor 2021. And it'll give you all the details on that, when it started. And they have a lot of trophies that they give. I know one of the trophies that they give is for the first person to make it to all the sites in the state. And I know, I think the one in Tennessee, some guy made it, he must have started at midnight on April the 1st because he had the state of Tennessee covered before daylight was done that day. But, and they also have an award for anyone that makes it to all of the, all of the memorials in all the states, and they have a few each year that do that. And I know this thing started, I think, in 2010. And the first year, they had 400 riders, and now they have over 1,200. They just kind of wander through your town, drive through, and you'll notice them, they have a yellow flag on the back of their motorcycle, telling with a number on it, which is their number. So, you know, if you notice those, if you see one of them over at the courthouse, over in Tompkinsville or here at Salina, come over and talk to them and see, and just find out exactly what's going on with them. And also now we've got something that we've talked about a little bit before, and that is our Cumberland Run Historic Byway. And we want to keep talking about that because, you know, we feel like this is going to be a very, very important tourist movement for Clay County. This historic byway starts would actually have started years ago in the Cumberland Gap up in East Tennessee, where Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, and all that area up in there. And this would be the way that Daniel Boone came. Murray Lloyd and I were talking about, he came down through that gap and, of course, made a couple of trips into this area. And one of those trips, I think he went up above where Clay County is. Then on the second trip, he came down and actually through what is now modern-day Clay County, crossed the Cumberland River down toward Butler's Landing, that area down in there, and then traveled on back up into Kentucky. So this is the city. It's a very historic route, and it goes from Cumberland Gap up there and the Daniel Boone National Forest all the way down to the convergence of the Cumberland and Obi Rivers in Clay County. And there's a website for that. It's just Cumberland Historic Byway. If you type that in on your little handy dandy machine, it'll lead you to a website that will lead you through each one of the counties in Tennessee that's involved in that, and some of the attractions and things to see and do in each one of those counties. So those are a couple of things that we've got working on. And I know that Ms. Merloyd said that she's got her celebration. She's now calling it tying it with the museum that, of course, she's been associated with so many years. And as I announced earlier, too, and I'd like to get that word out, and you know, tell your friends that we are going to have the Cumberland Run this year, but it's not going to be held down on the square like it has been in the past, that it's going to be held up at the Salina Donaldson Park, and probably change the format a little bit. Instead of maybe of a cruising, we probably try to put on a regular car show and give away some trophies, and of course if we do that, we'll be charging a little bit of an entry fee. So, you know, kind of look forward to that. But up there, you know, we've got picnic areas, playgrounds. You can take a walk through the nature trail up there and walk down by the river, go down by the river. We've got outdoor grills where you can grill, and we'd probably have some food and stuff for sale. But, you know, if you wanted to bring your own charcoal to an event up there, and do your own cooking. So it's kind of looking at it being kind of an all-day event and be outside up there in those beautiful fields up there at Donaldson Park. Kind of that is, of course, the place where we held our first car show here in Clay County a number of years ago, and we're kind of getting back to that. And since the city of Salina has taken over the operation of Donaldson Park, the very beginning, I do know there are lots of things that they're looking to get done up there. I know of refurbishing and redoing the playground equipment up there. I know that they have that on tap for hopefully getting it done before this summer is over. If you get a chance, go up by the park. If you get a chance, come by Salina. And we're going to try to get us a little banner up today showing and welcoming the tour. But with that, I guess it's time to wrap up. I have rambled on here, I guess, long enough, and I'll reach in and get us a winner today for our birthday cake, and it looks like that Jo Helen Eads has won the birthday cake today. And with that, Jo Helen, you'll need to come over by the chamber office and pick that up. And with that, I guess we don't have anything to do except May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. Same time, same channel, same place. And until that, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.